Welcome to the Abundant Wellness with Andrea podcast, from surviving to thriving in mind, body, and spirit. Hey there, I'm Andrea Jones, registered nurse, functional hormone coach, inner healing and deliverance pastor, and most importantly, wife and mother of two beautiful girls. This podcast is really a conversation about how to discover and walk in an abundant life that God has laid out for us while processing what I call the messy middle, pain, and overcoming things in our life that are hard in order to nurture all of the parts of you so that you can walk in abundant wellness in all areas. Started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Abundant Wellness Podcast. Today, we have the amazing privilege of having Miss Maddie Clark with us today, sharing about her journey of healing her hormones, what that's been like for her family, and just kind of having a personal inside look of what it looks like to actually balance out your hormones and how that can transform your life. So before we dive in, Maddie, would you mind sharing a little bit about who you are and what you do? Because you also have your business, you're raising two kids. Like, tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
Yeah, I'm a former kindergarten teacher. And so I spend a lot of time just still thinking about school and education, and kind of turned that into a business of creating activities and printables and things for parents to be able to do with their kids at home. And so I do that in my free time. I also have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, and so they keep me very busy moving around. So there's some days where I feel like, you know, we have a lot of free time to work on business stuff, and some days where not so much, but definitely enjoy being able to get to stay home with them and still get to be able to help parents in learning, teaching their kids at home and keeping their little ones busy.
I absolutely love what you do. And I'm like, gosh, I wish that I had known about this during COVID when I was like COVID schooling my kids.
Yes.
Which really was ended up being homeschooling, because we were like, we're not even going to try this whole, try to make it look like public school. Right. But you just make it so simple. And for those of us, like my brain doesn't work like a teacher's brain. Like, it doesn't. And you make it so simple and fun and easy. Are you still doing your like subscription boxes or your membership boxes?
Right now I'm just doing online activities. Have been shifting through some stuff. So potentially picking that up again at some point, but right now it's all digital printable activities.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I will make sure to put your information in the show notes so that people can find you. But I know that wasn't like the main thing that we're going to be talking about today. I just felt like, you know, it's good to talk about all the aspects of who you are and what you do, especially when we're talking about hormones, because most of us, we're busy. Like, we're either working outside of the home, we're busy raising children, we're busy managing our homes. And so when our hormones start to kind of misbehave, it's never just impacting one thing, right? So why don't you share with us a little bit about where you started before we started working together? What were you experiencing with your cycles at that time?
Yeah, I always felt like I had really regular cycles, and kind of, you know, I feel like I've been lucky to have pretty easy periods for the most part for my adult life. But the biggest thing that I always noticed was I have a really hard time getting pregnant. And so with both my two kids, we had quite a journey in getting pregnant. My second daughter, we ended up using like a couple medicated cycles in order to get pregnant with her. And so just that's been something kind of like the biggest, like, oh, there's something off here. And with her, I did a little bit of testing, and then we got pregnant through a medicated cycle right away. And so we were like, all right, well, cool. Done with that. Right. So we didn't go too far down the road. And so when we were ready to try for our third, we were like, okay, like, let's start this process all over again. And kind of we're like, okay, well, hopefully, you know, we've made a few changes lifestyle wise. Hopefully we can get pregnant pretty quickly. And if not, we'll just turn to a medicated cycle again, because that worked last time. So we had a few months of trying, and went to the doctor, convinced her to let me start medicated cycles much sooner than she would have wanted.
Right.
But she was like, well, you had a good history with this before. The only thing that she really noticed was I had really long cycles. I have about like 33 to 35 day cycles, but they're very regular. They're just long, and that I ovulate really late. And
Okay.
so she was like, well, I mean, hopefully with the Medicaid cycle, that will push your ovulation up kind of more towards the middle, and hopefully that will fix the problem. We did a couple of medicated cycles, and it just like screwed up my cycles like crazy. They got longer. I had weird symptoms, and we
Yeah.
just didn't feel good about continuing. So she'd given me 3 months of it, and we stopped after the second one. So we're like, we just don't feel right about this. And just we prefer to try to, approach things from a more natural perspective if we can. And so I kind of reached out to a couple of friends of mine that had either had similar problems or had longer times trying and had, and been able to get pregnant without medical intervention eventually. And a couple of friends recommended, just changing a lot of the products we use in our house and
Yeah.
bathroom products and all of that. So we did that. And then I got recommended to check out your program from there, and like, hey, you should also check this out. This is what helped me. Like, it might be able to, help you as well. And I was a little
Cool.
hesitant at first, 'cause I was like, well, I have really easy periods. Like, I don't have a
Yes.
lot of these problems. Like, a lot of the
Right.
things that I would see online, like see that you're posting, I was like, well, I don't have hard periods. I have really easy periods. I always have, but clearly
Totally.
something is wrong because
Yes. And
all
that's such a
my
good
labs are
point.
normal.
Yes. And this is such a good point because I can't even tell you how many women I talk to that are in the same boat. And I had two miscarriages after my first daughter, before, our last child, Olivia. And my only symptom was that same thing. I had prolonged cycles. So, like anything longer than 28 days is considered a prolonged cycle and a short luteal phase, which is that I ovulate late and which gives you a much shorter window to conceive, which usually is a progesterone problem. But again, all of my labs came back normal, right? So I'm like, this, like, something is just not right. And like, I can't figure out what it is, right? And so paying attention to those things, like you can have totally painless periods, you can have zero mood swings, which was you're like, I don't really have any of those things. It's just a little bit long, and like, my luteal phase isn't awesome. And yet that secondary infertility or even primary infertility, missing those cues, which happens a lot in conventional medicine, where they're like, we don't have any like overt signs that you can't get pregnant, but something's obviously not working. We have to pay attention to those more subtle cues that like something's not lining up, right? So I'm really glad that you followed your gut on that and really just were like, I'm gonna press in for more because I feel like there's an answer here somewhere and I just have to find it. Like I and listening to that part of you that didn't totally feel peace about pursuing the option that you were pursuing. I think that's really important. So what eventually you kind of shared a little bit about like talking to some friends and, finding some comfort in that, like knowing that, okay, if I go this direction, I'll be okay, right? That's important. But what eventually kind of prompted you to take action?
I think we kind of hit a point where it'd been almost a year and a half that we'd been trying, and we were like, okay, like at some point we have to like make some decisions. Like, do we just keep hoping every month? Like, do we go in and get more thorough testing done? Do we go back to the doctor? Like, at some point we have to make a decision on what we're gonna do.
Totally.
Because we were kind of hitting that point of like every month, same thing, nothing's changing. And it kind of felt, I was getting frustrated feeling like I'm not doing anything. We're not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
And it'd been probably about 6 months since we had kind of moved towards more non-toxic products and bathroom products and home products. And so it's like we'd been given that, I knew that wasn't going to be an immediate fix. It wasn't like,
Right.
okay, 1 month of switching our shampoo out and we're going to get pregnant.
Boom.
It's
Yeah.
like, okay, well, we gave that, we've given it 6 months. Like, It's been a little while of that. And so I talked to my husband, like, okay, I really think we need to do something. So, like, how about we give, let's look into this hormone program. Let's see if, we really liked the idea of trying to do things naturally. Felt like we kind of had hit a point of, like, I felt like lifetime was like, okay, this is a time I can take on something else. 'Cause I think my big concern, which was quickly didn't become a concern, was that this is going to be a big change. I'm going to have to make big dietary changes and lifestyle changes. And we were kind of talking about it, like, October, November, going into the holidays. And I was like, I can't take anything else on right now.
Yes,
I am
totally.
so over my head already just trying to keep up with life. And in my head, it was like, okay, in order to do this, I'm going to have to make some big lifestyle changes.
Right.
And so I was like, okay, let's reassess in January. And kind of once life slows down a little bit. And so I was like, okay, let's give this 3 months. We'll go through the 12 weeks of it. And if at the end we're not seeing any changes, we'll go back to the doctor and come up with kind of like
Plan B.
another plan. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Continue down the road of like, okay, let's go get some thorough testing done. Let's get him tested. Let's see if there's something else going on.
Right.
Kept feeling like it's got to, something hormonally though is just off. And that's the
Yeah.
only way I could really describe it. It's like I didn't have any like major symptoms, but just something feels off. I'm pretty sure this is why we can't get pregnant.
Yeah, totally.
And like I just kind of like felt that in my gut. Like I'm pretty sure this is probably why. So if we can get this healed and go through the 12 weeks, then hopefully we
Worth
can,
it.
yeah, like let's give it 3 months and try. And it's, going to be more, looking at it's so affordable cost wise. And it was like, okay, this is going to be, we're going to spend more money going through a whole bunch of testing that might not lead us anywhere because
Right.
so far everything has been normal.
Yes.
So we could spend, a few hundred dollars going through all kinds of testing to still not get anywhere. Or
Right.
we can try this, we'll give it 3 months, and then we'll reassess at the end. And so we both felt like, okay, this feels like a good plan. This feels, comfortable and safe for us to go ahead and make the jump.
Walking through difficulty and suffering? Are you finding yourself wrestling with those questions of where is God when I'm walking through this? Maybe it's like Maddie walking through infertility, or like me having a child with a sudden diagnosis that flips your world upside down. Or maybe you're working through a divorce and things in life that just turned out completely differently than anything that you could have hoped or imagined, and not in a good way. I want to invite you to go grab a copy of my book, Wrapped in Kindness. This is, the story is the backdrop of special needs, but really woven throughout that story is how to navigate suffering and difficulty, how to find hope again after loss, how to encounter God in the midst of those things and come out the other side whole, complete, and not despising who you've become along the way. So make sure to click the link in the show notes to order your copy today. You hinted at some, you didn't hint at them, like you really hit them head on. The objections that we all feel when we have to address something with our health, right? Right? Which is that it's going to be a huge life change. And I know that, like, that hasn't gone well for me in the past. And as a mom, we're always thinking about, okay, if I have to make any kind of dietary change, that impacts the entire household because I have to change how I'm making meals. Like, right, this is the whole thought process behind it. And so, did you find that it actually was fairly easy? I feel like we've done a really good job of like breaking it down into very easy, like manageable, implement the, one step at a time kind of thing. Did you feel like that was the case for you?
Absolutely. I felt like each week it was like to the point where sometimes I felt like, am I even doing like
Am I
enough?
doing
Like,
enough? Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm making any big changes. Like,
Totally.
am I doing enough? Is this really all it's gonna take? Like, 'cause I felt like it was so manageable and so easy each step to like add it into what I was already doing. And it was like, oh, is this like, there was a couple times where I just kind of been like, are we sure this is enough? Like,
Yeah.
I feel like this should be harder than it is. I feel like I
Right.
should be having to like struggle more.
Yes.
through these changes because it felt so manageable each step, like, and gave me so much information of like, okay, here's why we're going to do this, and here's exactly what you need to do. And then go do that for a little bit before we add anything else in.
Yep.
And that
Good.
felt just really manageable, really easy to just add in to our life.
Awesome. Good. And that's, yeah, I mean, that's exactly why I did it the way that I did. One, because we know it's effective, but two, like I was thinking back to how me as an like a mom of a baby basically is, you know, I'm trying to shift around my hormones and my doctor's like, here's a 21-page protocol, you
Yeah.
know, $500 worth of supplements and like all of these things that I had to change overnight. And it was so overwhelming to me. And not to mention, it just ends up not being very sustainable for very long. So let's talk about, so you're going through the program, you're working yourself through the process. It feels like a little bit too easy, a little bit too good to be true, totally normal feelings. What did you start to notice shift? I think if I remember correctly, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you were like, I have so much energy. Like I didn't realize how tired I was before my cycle. Was that, that's right? Am I remembering that right? Okay.
Yep, because that was like probably the only like the biggest like symptom each month I could like, because really tried to like, I mean, because we've been trying to get pregnant for so long, I was very aware of like where I was at in my cycle, exactly,
Totally.
you know, we were tracking ovulation down to the hour. Like I was very aware of my body and what was happening.
Yeah.
And the only thing really that I noticed is I'd get really, really tired after I ovulate
Yes.
until I started my period. And so I'd just get like dead tired, having to take naps as often as possible. And like, I want to say like that second, I started like halfway through the one cycle. And like, by that second full cycle, I was like, oh, I'm actually like, feel like I have some energy. Like
Energy.
I'm a little bit
Nice.
tired, but like, I actually feel like I can function more and I have more energy. Like right away, I noticed
Wow.
that one, and was just like, wow, like I actually feel really good. And like feel like I'm ready to, you know, continue tracking through the days, and had a lot more energy leading up to the end of my cycle than normal, where I was just normally dead tired. I noticed that right away change for
Wow.
me.
That's amazing. And then what other symptoms did you notice? Like what else did you see kind of progress or change for you as your hormones began to heal?
Yeah, as we kind of worked through the programs, I think I had like 2.5 cycles. And then at the end of the second full cycle, we got pregnant. So it was,
Crazy.
that was, you know, our biggest symptom was infertility and not be able to get
Yep.
pregnant. And, you know, we went through about 16 months of trying on our own with a couple
Totally.
medicated cycles in there, and then 2 full cycles of really focusing on healing my hormones and like really focusing on it. And we got pregnant at the end of that.
So crazy. And I remember you coming up to me at church and I'm like, I have to be quiet. And I'm just like, what? I couldn't believe it because you're like, so by the way, the reason I haven't been as active in there is because I'm actually pregnant. And it was such a wonderful, I mean, I don't think there's anything that makes a practitioner feel better than knowing that like all the effort that you've put in trusting me and trusting this process, you know, really paid off in the best way. Like just everything that we hoped for, right? And I've seen it happen over and over and over again, like especially with the infertility aspect, because infertility is always a fruit of dysfunctional hormones. And then we just have to figure out what's contributing to that dysfunction, right? Which is crazy. So how far along are you now?
14 weeks.
Oh my goodness, that's
Yep.
so exciting. So exciting. And I know that this cycle, or not this cycle, this period, this pregnancy, period of your life is what I was trying to say, has been a little bit more bumpy in terms of the nausea aspect. Are you starting to feel better?
I am. I'm feeling a lot better. I still am on some prescription nausea medicine, but for the most part, my days are much more functional. I feel
Good.
I can get off the couch now,
Good.
and be able to move around, and you know, hope it over the next couple of weeks that that'll fully go away and I can wean off the medication and just be living
Awesome.
life.
Yes. Absolutely. Yep. That nausea is just, it is unpleasant.
It
is.
Yes.
It's like, this is what we wanted, but this whole aspect is not very fun. So, and the beautiful thing is that everything that we taught you in that process, you now like you get to, you know it, you get to use it, once you're ready to postpartum, and it will help make that process even that much easier for you. So, so if, since we're talking to women listeners primarily, what words of encouragement would you offer to somebody who's maybe in a similar boat as you were? 16 months is a long time to be trying, and I'm sure it's very, very emotional, like emotionally draining, that constant roller coaster of like your hopes and then you're not hopeful, and then you're waiting for something to click and work and fix this big problem. I know that it's a whole journey in and of itself. So what would you say to, a woman who's maybe in the same position as you were?
Yeah, I mean, it is one of the hardest, most emotional struggles. It's one of those things, I would not wish anybody to have to walk through because
Yeah.
it is so draining and so tiring. But I think one of the biggest things I just kind of really was holding on to is kind of two things. One, don't be afraid to try something different. Like we get kind of, we're trying things and, even though because of just the nature of you have to go on your body's timeline. You can't speed up the process.
Right.
It's like, oh, well, I guess we're just doing the same thing again this month and oh, this month. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, like, no wonder I feel so down emotionally. It's been over a year of this. So, like,
Yeah.
don't be afraid to try something different and to keep pressing when all your labs come back normal and your doctor says, nope, I don't know why you can't get pregnant. Sorry, everything looks really good. To really just
Right.
try a different approach. Like, I know sometimes people have kind of that hesitancy of like, well, like I don't want to, it might take a lot longer if I go a natural way. And I mean, it was about as quick as it could have been for us
Right. Yeah.
to approach that
Yeah.
and to really just focus on, as hard as hope is, to try not to expect disappointment. And
Yes.
I just remember going into it kind of like, okay, we're going to stop expecting disappointment and we're going to just be hopeful.
Wow.
And which is like one of the hardest things. I remember just telling my husband, like,
Totally.
no, hope is dangerous. Like, nope, I could not set
Yeah.
myself up for that to then be crushed every time. And I just remember like there being times like,
Totally.
okay, we're not going to expect disappointment today. We're not going to expect disappointment this month. We are going to expect and be hopeful that things are going to change. We're making changes. And I think that can feel, especially when you're making small changes over time, I can feel like, okay, am I actually changing enough? Am I doing things? It's like,
Yeah.
yeah, your body is doing things. It is changing. And to just really be open to trying something new.
Wow, that's really good. And I think you're totally right on that. It is hard to hope. I definitely felt that way after my second miscarriage was like, it's that feeling of like your body's broken, And different journeys. Like, I didn't have the struggle of not being able to get pregnant. I had the struggle of not being able to keep a pregnancy. And the doctors have been like, well, until you have a third miscarriage, we're not going to look into it. And you're like, really not up to trying that again.
Don't really
Really not
want
up
to
to
keep going
that.
through this, actually.
Yeah, that's miserable. It's awful. And so, I think there's parallels to that process for sure. But it takes hope to try again, right? And I can't even tell you like how many women I've worked with that I don't know what it is about that 8 to 10 week mark, but like they're like, so I can't really finish the program because surprise, I'm pregnant.
Yep.
I'm like, the body wants to heal. It really does. And it just takes, I think, working with a provider who's attuned to you, who will listen to you, who is willing to look at, why the ship's not moving in the right direction, which means we have to look at the rudder of the ship and not the sails, right? A lot of times we're looking at like all of this stuff that's on the surface and not actually the root of it that's, that it takes to turn the ship. And then being patient with the process, which is it takes a little bit of time to turn the ship around, right? But you had those really encouraging cues of I'm getting my energy back, my cycle. I think I don't have your tracking sheet in front of me to remember, but I didn't it shorten up a little
Yeah, it
bit
shortened up
right
a little bit,
before
and like
that?
I
Okay.
want to say like my ovulation numbers, like the way I was
That's
tracking,
right.
it gave me like a number, like each time I tested of like, I don't exactly know what the number, but the higher the number, the closer you are to ovulating. And the numbers got higher sooner in my cycle than, so it was like, oh, around like day 14, 15, I was seeing numbers that I normally wouldn't see until 18, 19. It was like, so like things are slowly moving in the direction we want them to move.
And okay, I'm glad I was like, I feel like it was you, but now I'm second guessing myself because I don't have it right in front of me. But those subtle cues, right, that like the ship is starting to turn, and these are really positive signs that, you know, we look at the end goal of like, I want this thing, right? Which for me was, I want periods without mood swings. I want to not have irritability or like insomnia before my cycle. And I want to get rid of the heavy bleeding. Those were like my big goals after we resolved the whole why can't we stay pregnant situation. That's our end goal, but we forget that there's all these little tiny baby steps that our hormones require to function optimally. And really, it's just that training of like that symptom of having longer periods and a later ovulation are really, really important. And I'm really sorry that that wasn't paid attention to sooner, like from the practitioner point of view. Like, it makes me so sad because I'm like, that's a simple fix. Like, there's no other big glaring problems that we have to resolve. It's just these two little things. So, I'm so proud of you for sticking with it. I'm proud of you for trusting me. I know that it's scary. I've been there myself where it's like, I want, like, I've got like one eye open and like a finger out to like grab your hand. You know, I'm not totally ready. But you're the one who put in all the hard work. So, I'm really proud of you, and I just want to say thank you for sharing your story. I hope that it, I know that it will encourage some of our listeners who, you know, are in the same situation, maybe not talking about it because it's hard to talk about. It's not like, you know, when you're at a small group and they say, "How's everybody doing?" that you just want to just share it all, right? So I'm proud of you, and thank you for that, that encouragement, for women who are in the same boat. I really appreciate you just being willing to open up with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad to get to share some of our story and, you know, hearing from, you know, it all started from hearing from one of my friends who was like, well, like, this is what I think, you know, eventually did it for us. So you should give it a try. And I'm like, okay, sounds good. I'll do
And
that.
I'm sure there's a part too with that process of readiness, right? Where we have to be at a place where it's not just that we're willing to hear, it's that we're ready to take action on the thing that we're hearing because it is such an emotional journey. I mean, hormones in general, they're emotional just by the nature of them. But then you add in this whole other element, right? Which is we're struggling to get where we really feel like God wants to bless us with another child, or we're not done yet. And there is that whole journey of being ready to even take the action step. So all in the right time. I'm so glad that your friend encouraged you to take the leap. And thank you again so much for sharing.
Of course. Thank you for having me.